Thank you for joining us for our sermon podcast. Emmanuel United Methodist Church is located at 1351 Main Street in Welford, South Carolina. Our mission at Emmanuel states, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Our hope is that this message will help you as you grow in God's grace, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to pursue Christ with all you have. Now sit back and listen for what the Lord may be saying to you as Pastor Andrew delivers today's message. Thank you.
Okay, today we're going to be continuing our series, Gifts. We've been looking at gifts during the Advent season, and we've been using the typical words of Advent. We looked at hope. We looked at peace. The third week of Advent is typically joy. And it's a pink candle, and so we've got our three candles already have been lit this morning, and our focus word today, the gift of joy. And so today we're going to be in a little different scripture than I had intended on using. The angels come later in Luke chapter 2, and they give you the perfect text for a sermon like this. They say, I'm bringing you good news of great joy. And I said, nah, God, that seems too simple. Let's do something else. So we're going to actually go back and use more of an Advent scripture. And we're going to be in Luke chapter 1 again this week. But we're going to pick up right where we left off. We're going to be in verses 39 through 45. If your health allows you, I invite you to stand as we honor the reading of the gospel this morning. So Luke 1, starting in verse 39. And I've so sorry, I failed to change the font. No, don't worry about it. It says this, in those days Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. This is the word of God given for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Father God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. So joy is one of those four words that we hear a lot during the Advent season. Have you ever met someone who just seems full of joy? Regardless of what's going on in your life or in their life, they just seem to have a good outlook, the right perspective, almost to the point sometimes it makes us sick. See, now y'all know what I'm talking about. You didn't want to admit you knew those type of people until I told you how it made us feel sometimes, and then we'd know. For me, it was my grandmothers and my great aunt. They always had this right perspective about things. No matter how bad life was getting, they had this sense of joy that I just could not seem to understand. Advent, or this Christmas season, or December, is a season full of joy. It's in several songs. It's in postcards, and it's on Christmas decorations everywhere. But I began to think this week that there's also a lot of opportunities during this time of the year for us to feel joyless, for us to feel like there is no joy. Matter of fact, I started thinking about some of the most famous Christmas movie people of all time and how miserable they were. Scrooge. How many of you guessed him first? Right? Bah, humbug. I mean, this guy's just got everything in the world and he's just a miserable person to be around until the end. George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, my personal favorite Christmas movie. His life takes a turn for the worse because of his crazy uncle. And now all this misery that has been built up comes pouring out, and he also wishes that he would never have been born. In a very similar way, he sees the story a little bit different, and by the end, his perspective has changed. What about the great theologian Charlie Brown? Charlie Brown is ready to give up on Christmas. It has become so commercialized that nobody knows the real meaning anymore, and he is just miserable and upset with all these people. Would you say that there's been a moment in the hustle and the chaos where you seemed to be joyless? I will admit that there have been times this week that I had to fight to remind myself that if I was going to preach on joy, I better at least have a little bit of it myself. But it's a hard thing because oftentimes joy is considered to be the same as happiness. But joy is something much deeper than happiness. Happiness comes and goes based on the circumstances of our day. And there's multiple words in Hebrew for the word joy, and we won't get into all the nuances of that. But really what it comes down to is it comes down to the actual essence of God. It comes down to the actual relation, the relational being of who God is. Joy is an amazing gift, and it is a gift given to us by God. We learn later in the New Testament that it's also a gift, so it's a fruit of the Spirit. So it's a gift that is given to us as believers. Our scripture today said that the baby leapt for joy. When was the last time something made you leap for joy? Not happiness, but true joy. When was the last time worship caused your heart to leap with joy? Like I told you when I started today, started the service today with our prayer, that at coming in, I was stopped and I was told that if we could just make every day Sunday, things would be all right. And I started thinking, now that's joy. The joy to want to be in the presence of fellow believers, the joy to want to be in the with the body of Christ in the house of the Lord. And then I said good morning to you in a very calm and professional manner. And we are just knocked back by the screams of young children. Would you say they were full of joy to be here this morning? I think it's safe to say we would all say that. The baby leapt for joy. Why? Because that unborn baby who was John the Baptist knew it was in the presence of God. Simply put, that baby leapt for joy because Jesus entered the room. The unborn John the Baptist knew that gift of joy, that gift where God gives his own presence to us at Christmas. We have the gift of joy in our lives because Jesus has truly not just entered the room, but he has entered into our world and entered into our lives. And it should indeed cause our hearts, our souls, and our lives to leap with joy. The truth is, our circumstances really don't need to change for us to experience joy. Our hearts do. Our perspective on things need to change. Our happiness will come and go, but that joy is something that is just much, much deeper. Pastor Rick Warren says this, says, joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life. The quiet confidence that ultimately everything's going to be all right. And the determined choice to praise God in every situation. Joy to the World. Would you say that's a popular Christmas song? I hope so, because we're going to sing it in just a short little while. But the reality is, it was never intended to be a song about Christmas. It's actually a song that was written about the second coming of Christ. The words say, the Lord is come. Not has come, it says is come. In translation, is coming back. And so we've turned it into a very beautiful Christmas song. But that's where our joy is rooted. Our joy is rooted, excuse me, in the fact that the Christ child who once came as the Savior of the world is coming back again for us. There's a song out right now called An Old Church Choir. It's been out for a few years now. Some of you know it. It's by Zach Williams. Isn't that how you say his name, Zach Williams? It says, I got an old church choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation, and it's beautiful. I hope you realize how beautiful your salvation is. I hope you realize how sweet your salvation is, and that alone is enough for us to have deep-rooted joy. He says, I've got a heart overflowing because I've been restored. Once you have been restored, redeemed, renewed, whatever term you want to use in Christ, we are a new creation, and that newness should be overflowing out of our hearts, and that overflow is joy. Then he says there, excuse the language, but he says, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. And he's making a really deep theological point here, and it doesn't seem like he is because his grammar's kind of informal, but what he's saying is our salvation, the fact that we have been redeemed and restored by Christ, is enough that if we can hang on to those things, then nothing in this world we can go through can steal our joy. So think back to those examples of those joyless characters earlier. They all find joy. And some of them, their circumstances, their life circumstances don't always change. But their heart and their perspective, they do change. And by the end of their movie or the end of their show, they are a character full of Christmas joy. So if you find yourself low on joy this Advent, much like I found myself, I had to remind myself, DJ, can you turn me to my next? Joy. This is how we can renew our joy in our life. The J is for Jesus. If our focus is first on Christ and what He has done for us, we can hold tight to our joy. The second is others. Our focus from Jesus, His focus was always other people. So if we're going to be like Christ and we're going to hold on to the joy that He had, we've got to then focus on how we can love and serve other people. And then finally, yourself. Jesus, others, and then yourself. It's a good way to renew our joy. Our joy comes to us in a manger. Our joy paid our debt on a cross. Our joy defeated the power of hell and death and sits in His rightful place at the right hand of the Father. And while all of that may seem like historical knowledge for you, the reality is our joy, our Savior, is coming again. So when is the last time your heart leapt for joy? By living our lives with joy, we can help others experience that same love and grace that we've experienced. Now, last week I messed up and I told you about a little girl who has so much peace in her voice when she calls for her mom to come get her out of bed because she knows her mom's going to come or somebody's going to come. This week she changed. Stacy said you used her in a sermon and fell apart. We were not awake, and it was nap time, I guess, and we heard, I want out! No peace in that one whatsoever. But I want you to think, and you may have to think of somebody else's, but I want you to think of the most beloved pet you've ever had. When you come home, our puppy will run to the door and cannot contain its excitement. I mean, and then when you open that door, it's paws up. And there is joy that you are home. When we experience and encounter Christ every morning, we ought to run to our Savior with that same amount of joy. Because our heart is leaping to spend time with Him each and every day. Let's pray.
We hope this message encourages you in your walk with Christ. We would love for you to join us for worship at Emmanuel United Methodist Church, where becoming and making disciples is more than just a mission statement. For more information, you can visit us at emmanuelumc.com, or you can find us on Facebook at IUMC Welford. God bless.